This is Adam Cole, and you are listening to the podcast for WrestlingNewsSource.com.
You are now listening to the official Wrestling News Source podcast. For all of your wrestling information, go to WrestlingNewsSource.com or find us on Facebook by searching WrestlingNewsSource.com or WNS Podcast. You can also follow us on YouTube, Twitter, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Now, here are your hosts, Daniel Herron and Tyler Hebert.
That's right. What's up, everyone? I'm Daniel Herron.
I'm Tyler Hebert.
We welcome you to episode 550 of the official podcast for WrestlingNewsSource.com. For all your information, go to WrestlingNewsSource.com. Check us out on Facebook, WrestlingNewsSource.com. You can find us on Facebook, WNS Podcast, on YouTube, WNS Video, and on iTunes by searching Wrestling News Source Podcast.
We were scissoring. Yeah, we were scissoring. So that kind of fried my mind. We're on a lot of different
I have that
platforms.
Effect.
Spotify. Search Wrestling News Source Podcast.
Yeah. Basically anywhere where you can find a podcast, there's a good chance you're going to be able to find us if we update.
If we create an episode.
Yeah. So welcome to the show. Got lots to talk about this week. We're going to talk some WWE news, some AEW news, some hot topics. Kind of just catch up because since it's been a while since we last did a show. Tyler, how you doing?
I'm tired.
Yeah? Hanging in there?
I'm glad I'm not at work.
Yeah, same.
I'm glad to be hanging out with you and just talking some wrestling.
Yes. So, it's been a while since we've been able to hang out, and it's been a while since we've been able to do the show, but finally we're able to set some time together and sit down. That's become the hardest part, is like finding time to be able to do it, because you're busy being a father, busy being a boss, being a husband, you know, doing all those things, and I'm here too. So sometimes, you know, life gets in the way.
I'm here too.
Well, you know, since I don't have kids and I'm not like a main boss or anything, I just go to work and do my job and then I come home. So
I want that, but with the boss pay.
Yeah, the boss pay would be kind of nice. I would, you know, not going to lie, wouldn't mind that. But, you know, the wife and I, we've been finding, like, all kinds of fun stuff to do lately. Like, you know, we went to Houston last night and saw Drunk Dracula, which was a lot of fun. We're going to the Renaissance Fair next month, so we're looking forward
to that.
We went to Austin and went to ACL. So, which, oh my God, I'm officially old now, because we went one day and my body was so sore and so tired just from like, and we sat and camped like pretty much the entire day. But to my credit, it was 100 degrees outside. Mm. So it was a little warm. I wore my duck gear and I got a lot of compliments on it. And so I handed out ducks to people who complimented it, because I was like, you know, it's nice to be nice. So this is my way of saying thank you. So we had a lot of fun doing that. And I missed the AEW pay-per-view, sadly, where, you know, Danielson lost to Moxley and all that. But we'll get into that in a little bit. But, yeah, man. And we have a cruise coming up in December, too. So it's just busy. It's the busy season. It's the holidays are upon us. The temperature's dropped a little bit around
man,
here.
Man, felt so good this week.
It's been so nice.
Like, okay, here's a little thing about where we live.
We're in the armpit of Texas.
Yeah,
basically.
it's always hot.
We're not in the armpit, because that would be higher. We're in the butt crack.
Yeah.
Of Texas, where it is very humid, very moist,
very moist.
It smells.
Yeah.
I think that accurately depicts it.
Yeah. No, it does.
Because we're right near the Mississippi River, where all the brown water comes out. So yeah, we are the butt crack of America.
We're living with the shit.
Yeah. Kids are swimming in it too.
Oh my God. No, it's always hot. Yeah, it's always hot. And the crazy part is, even during winter, it can be hot.
Yeah.
Yes. A few years ago.
It's been like 80 degrees on Christmas Day before.
Oh yeah.
A few times.
It was back to back. It was like, I'm like, this is gross, and this does not feel like Christmas. Bring me the cold weather.
Yeah. It was funny, because I distinctly remember a couple of Christmases where, like, my relatives were, like, wanting to wear their Christmas sweaters and stuff, you know? And it's, like, 78, 82 degrees outside. So they're like, all right, let's take family pictures. And they're outside just, like, sweating. And it's just, it's
wear your Christmas shirts, not sweaters.
Yeah. Or take your pictures inside. You don't have to be outside. There's no snow. No one would know.
Yeah.
Stand next to the Christmas tree like a normal person. I don't know. But yeah, man, the holidays are here and schedulings are busy. Adulting is hard and it sucks. And, you know, I miss the days of us being able to just all get together and watch wrestling and hang out. And even then, like, man, I don't get to watch wrestling as much as I used to. And I'm missing pay-per-views. And I'm basically just watching Raw and Dynamite and maybe SmackDown if there's time. That's pretty much it. That's
yeah, I don't like really the time sit down to watch as much wrestling,
yeah,
or anything. It's like I'll find time and I'll like try to find replays or clips online, like maybe during my lunch during the day. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, and like I'll DVR for, like Dynamite just in case I, you know, like you know, we really got into Big Brother this year because it was a really good season, and so you know they would always air it during Dynamite, and so I was like, okay, well, I don't have DVR for Big Brother, so we'll watch that, and then I'll just go and start it. That way I can fast forward through the commercials and all that of Dynamite. So, you know, it's just, life gets in the way, and it's a pain.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still here, still pressing forward.
And, you know, no, yeah, we keep going forward.
Made it to 550 episodes.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. I'm curious as to where we'd be if we had continuously done an episode per week like we used
Closer to 600?
We'd probably be past 600 by, at this point. But
we gotta get to the episode that I always talk about.
We'll end the show at 665.
Shit.
That'll be our series finale.
I'm like, no!
I'm gonna tell Ben. I'm like, Ben, do not post this episode because it ain't going to happen.
It's going to be a spooky episode. We're going to get Gangrel. Gangrel.
Gangrel.
Gangrel. Gangrel.
Yeah?
And we're going to be...
Oh, is that all?
Yes.
Gangrel. We'll just have him.
Yeah, have him.
He'll be here.
He'll be here in the studio.
He's standing there menacingly.
He's not talking.
Yeah. He's just like, looking at
get
us.
Get out of here, man.
Oh, yeah.
Drinking Bloody Marys.
Drunk Dracula. Oh, my God. It was freaking hilarious because, like, the main actor who played Dracula, he got me with, like, the tap on the shoulder and being on the other side, you know? And he was just standing there. He had, like, red eye contacts in and, like, blood, like, fake blood in his mouth and all that.
Was that the drunk guy?
No, he was not. He was like, can I bite you? And I'm like, fuck yeah, you can. And so like he had a red Sharpie and he drew like a half smiley face and like vampire teeth on it. And then he looked at my wife and was like, can I bite you? And she's like, yes, absolutely. So he did the same to her. We're like, we got bit. It was hilarious. If there's a drunk Shakespeare, drunk Dracula near you, please go and support it because it is hilarious. And it's a really good time. Some alcohol required. You walk in and they hand you a shot. You're like, here you go.
Free?
Yeah. With like with the purchase of your ticket.
It's still cool though.
Yeah. And so so we got there and they handed us our little shots. We took those and we ordered a couple other drinks and watched the show and laughed and cracked up and interacted and it was a good time. So
hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hey, the one thing I want to say, too, I know before we get into wrestling, we actually did go to a concert.
Yeah, we
did. A few weekends ago.
That was
three
great.
Or four weekends ago.
Something like that.
It was really fun. It was a good time.
Chromeo and the Midnight and that lady who didn't seem to want to be there.
Ruth.
Ruth.
Ruth the Ruth something
Ruth
band.
McDougal.
I don't know. But
any Hey Arnold fans out there?
It was so fun.
That was great. I'm glad that we pushed to get closer to the stage because I had a feeling like, okay, if we don't try, we're just going to end up where we were for the midnight. And I talked to my wife about it on the way home. She was like, man, I'm really bummed that we didn't look more into the midnight prior to the concert. Cause she was like, I really liked their songs and really dug, you know, how they sounded. And so I ended up ordering one of their albums on vinyl and all that. So that came. And, but yeah, like, loved their vibe. Saxophone player walked right in front of us.
That was the song I knew. That was the only song I knew from them was Vampires.
Yeah.
And
hey, Vampires.
Yeah, there you go. See the
Where's Gangrel? What's going on here?
And the saxophone dude was going through the audience.
Oh, what was the other one's name? Kevin Thorne?
Yeah, Kevin Thorne.
Kevin Thorne. He was like vampiric.
there's, yeah, because he was, he played like another crazy character before he's Kevin Thorne, but I can't remember. Mm-hmm. It was a vampire-esque character. Let me see if I can find it.
Don't.
You'll know this character too, because he was there for a little bit, and I didn't know they were the same person. I don't know. Just talk about something else.
No, we're just going to sit here and wait. That's all we're going to do.
Oh, is that what we're going to do here?
Yep.
Mordecai. Quick. Mordecai.
Mordecai and Rigby.
You remember Mordecai?
Was he in WCW?
No, it was WWE. Mordecai.
Sounds familiar. That sounds Attitude Era-ish.
Maybe. Let me find the guy.
Welcome to the WNS podcast. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I kind of remember. I vaguely remember that.
Same like type of character.
Yeah. Just darker hair.
I think I saw the vampire characters that we've had.
But yeah, we had Chromeo put on one heck of a show. God.
It's impressive for just a two-man band.
Too. I understand now why Dave One wears sunglasses while he's performing, because those lights are freaking bright.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
I know every time.
If you have epilepsy, do not go see Chromeo.
Yeah, don't do
good
that.
Good Lord.
And I've seen him three times, and each time they've done the guitar with the light, the beam hitting the guitar and it shooting out. Man, I wish I was there for it to hit that disco ball.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my second time seeing them. The first time was at Austin City Limits, and it was in the middle of the day. So they still managed to pull off the guitar beams, but we didn't get like the light show and all that. So okay. It was just like them. There was like a video screen behind them, I think, and that was pretty much it. So it was just them. But this one was like the full experience with the light show and all that. And holy crap, that was great.
Yeah.
And I was so glad we pushed towards the front of the stage to get as close as we did.
It's crazy because awesome. The three times I've seen them, the last three times, they've picked different venues each time.
Yeah. And that could be a mixture of things as to why they do that. But you know, I don't know. Maybe they didn't get the crowd they were hoping for at the last venue, or maybe it was just like, hey, we want to come back, and they're like, we're booked that night. Yeah. Or, you know,
I got to find my shirt. I don't know where I put it.
Yeah, gotta support the band.
Chrome Knights.
Hell yeah. So yeah, man, like, we're still trying to live life and get together once in a while and do the podcast, but we haven't abandoned you guys. I know we say that like every episode.
I don't want to abandoned. I don't want to shut this down, you know. Mm-hmm. And life sucks and gets the best of us. It punches me in the gut all the time. I don't know. Maybe I'm too hard-headed. I just don't want to give this up.
Yeah, because it's like this weekend we had some availability to get together. Next weekend I'm going to Dallas, so it's like shit. We just, you know, more of that life getting in the way. And then, like I said, we have the Renaissance Festival coming up, and I'm sure, you know, your family has, you know, dance classes and everything else they have going on. So,
dance is Monday and Tuesday. Tumbling is Wednesday, Thursday. Oof. And then we got football season. I'm fine, but like if home games, I'm working home games Friday night.
Yeah,
you know,
it's just busy being that adult.
And now I'm on call for other stuff, which don't want to get into that. I already talked to Daniel, but it's always something.
Pass on that. So let's get into some WWE news.
Yes.
Let's catch up a little bit.
Yes, yes. And mustard.
How you doing? I relish that joke. So I guess the big thing is Motor City Machine Guns debuted recently on SmackDown. And it's big news because you were a big TNA guy back in the day. You were a big fan of Motor City Machine Guns. Mm-hmm. So now that they are in WWE, what's your take on them?
I'm excited, but like I don't, you know, they are older, and you know they have them now, and it's technically not the first time Alex Shelley's been there, because he came for a few appearances when Kushida was in NXT.
Yeah,
and they were hoping, this was Vince McMahon when he was around. I think Triple H was running.
He was NXT in charge at the of time, NXT, yeah.
And I think they were hoping to land Shelley, but they didn't get him. So I think he did a few appearances, because it was him and Kushida versus the Grizzled Young Veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And Kushida and Shelley lost.
Yeah.
I was like, you bring Shelly in just for Shelly to lose.
Yeah, someone's got to take the pin.
Like, okay.
Duh.
But now they are Shelly and Saban are part of the roster, which I don't know if they're originally supposed to go to. I thought they were supposed to go to NXT.
Maybe.
That's what I thought I heard.
Yeah. Well, I think it was kind of like a toss-up as to whether they were going to one or the other.
No, I'm happier that they're on the main roster, to be honest with you. I don't know. It's a weird feeling. Like, I'm excited, but at the same time, I don't know what WWE is going to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
They won their triple threat match, so they're going to go on to whoever the winner was the other triple threat tag team match. They're going to wrestle them next week on SmackDown. Then after that, whoever wins that will have a number one contendership for the SmackDown titles against the Bloodline.
Mm.
Which, in my opinion... Motor City Machine Guns are better than Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa.
A little bit.
It would be different if it was like... This is a bash, but... If it was Tama Tonga and Jacob Fatu.
Yeah.
But...
They don't want Jacob Fatu to take a loss this early?
Dude, I'm telling you what. After, like, down the line, if they split the Bloodline or whatever...
Again?
Jacob Fatu...
Yeah.
He's going to be big.
Yeah, he's got that charisma. Yes. He stands out when he's next to Solo and Tama
for sure.
And all them. So
Tonga, Tama, and Tonga Loa are going to get buried in the tag team.
They're going to be the good brothers.
What they can do is eventually...
Bullet Club
come back together as a different name. You'll have... The Gorillas of Destiny, which is Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa, and the Good Brothers with AJ Styles, they have their group, and they can just lose.
Yep, they'll lose together.
I don't know, can AJ bring them up?
Well, he'd have to be there in order for it to happen, and he's out on injury right now.
Yeah. He came back in one match and then lost. Well, I mean, accidents happen. I get that.
Yeah.
Dude, that sucks for him, though, because, what, he's early 40s?
Yeah.
Mid-40s?
Yeah. And... So that was one of the things that I'd written down on here is that he, you know, shortly after he returned to WWE at long last, suffered a foot injury on SmackDown. It's called a Liz Frank injury.
Never heard of it.
He said on social media, I thought when I took my boot off, I would have a bone sticking out of my foot. And for sports fans out there, NFL fans, this is the same injury that ends running back seasons and took Cam Newton out in 2016. So for him to be 40 years old or 40 plus and receive this type of injury, it's going to be hard for him to come back from.
Like, period, or just like for a while?
Period, I would
period?
Think. Yeah, because this ends seasons for healthy 20-year-olds. And while he's still in great shape in his 40s, he's still in his 40s, and us being in our 30s, when an injury happens, it lingers.
Yeah. Fuck.
So this could
be. If he can, like, then it may end his career. But if he can get to a point where he can have, like, a tiny feud that will. Okay, let's come back right and have that time period between Royal Rumble and WrestleMania. Not this one, but at some point, right? You have, like, a few months?
Yeah.
2 months?
From January to. So let's say early April.
Give him that. He can
do some
promos, you know, get some, do some things, and, like, he can, like, go out on his own in Mania. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then that's his
retirement. Have a retirement match.
That sucks. You know, he felt guilty about all the stuff he couldn't save. This is real life stuff where he couldn't save the Good Brothers when they got fired and stuff like that. But then, say you're retired. I don't know if he'll work backstage. They'll probably get him to work backstage or something like that.
Maybe.
But you can't save the Good Brothers.
No. And that's the thing where, you know, it's like, it's cool that the Motor City Machine Guns are in WWE, but do they have the star power to ascend? Or will they be on that Good Brothers level?
I think they do. Yeah. It's just what Triple H and those people think.
I think what will happen will be the most telling is after they lose their first match.
Because
whenever you start off a new character, you know, when you introduce a new person or group into the WWE, they always start strong. So, in the beginning, it's going to be great. And it's like, oh, yeah, they're winning left and right. You know, if they lose, say they win this tag team tournament, and then they go on for the championship match, and they lose, hypothetically speaking, then it's going to be really telling what kind of star power Triple H thinks they have based on after that loss.
Yeah.
Do they go back into the hunt, or do they end up on, like, four-man, six-man tag matches? Do they just team up with some other person to do a trios match?
You know, a show I think you'll be good on? Speed.
Speed. So. Yeah, we're introducing our tag division on Speed.
We need you on Speed. I'm like,
I mean, that very well could be a possibility. Are they going to be one of the ones that jump back and forth between NXT?
Yeah.
You know, special appearances kind of thing. you know, you showed me the promo that they showed, that WWE did, and my gut instinct was you could easily replace Motor City Machine Guns with Young Bucks and get this exact same promo. So I'm thinking that WWE wanted to get the Young Bucks.
Well, they did a while back before they started AEW.
Well, no, I'm talking about after AEW started, when their contracts were coming up.
Oh.
Before they re-signed with AEW, there was rumor that they might be heading to WWE as well to go get that money. And I feel like since that fell through and they re-signed with AEW,
we
need someone who's athletic. Because, I mean, go back and watch it. They show the highlights, and if you just imagine everything that they're saying being said by Matt or Nick, or Nicholas and Matthew.
It's interchangeable. Yeah.
You know, we're here to revolutionize tag team wrestling. You may know who we are.
Because they both did it, so it works for both of them. So, yeah.
It goes hand in hand. Yeah. So,
I don't know. I want to hope for the best.
You always want the best, but
we know the reality.
Realistically,
yeah.
There's only so many spots. Same with AEW. Same problem with AEW as in WWE. The roster is so bloated that you only have so many spots. With Raw going back down to 2 hours now, that's even less spots.
Okay, so I know that they are, like, similar in that aspect, but mm-hmm. I feel like...
And like you said, they're not the Motor City Machine Guns of yesterday.
No, they're not.
So...
Not the original TNA that I used to watch.
Yeah.
Well, I say the original TNA. I forgot what year I started watching. What was the last few years you were working at Target?
Oh, that was 2009.
2009?
Yeah.
So I started watching TNA 2007, 2008, 2009.
They've been around for a while.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. You said, you know, they're in the tail end, so maybe they're just there to get that money and call it a career. Because you have to worry about things, because, you know, even talents like Jade Cargill went on an interview and was like, oh my gosh, the grind in WWE is so much more intense than it was in AEW. And right now, the grind in WWE is so much lighter than what it
used
was
to be. Yeah.
You know, they were traveling 200-300 days a year, and now it's just like, yeah, we do Monday Night Raw, Friday Night SmackDown, and the occasional house show. Like, it used to be like...
Oh, yeah. House show every night.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, oh, hey, there's a Raw house show. What was it?
There was a SmackDown house show during the Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, because I remember watching one. That was the house show where it was the boring-ass match with Matt Hardy versus MVP. I'll never forget that. And then I remember sitting in the audience looking up at the... this is Ford Park. Looking up at the... what's it called? Boxes?
The suites,
and someone's watching Monday Night Raw up there. I remember that. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And so... You know, will they be able to keep up? Or are they just going to be like a special attraction kind of thing?
I don't know.
I guess.
Like, do you, real quick, do you see WWE using everyone? Or they don't use everyone? And some people, because I feel like, in my opinion, AEW does it worse when it comes to, like, there's a lot of people they don't use.
There are,
I feel like WWE tries to use those people.
Well, we have to think about it, because when we've gone to AEW shows, it looks initially like they don't use a whole lot of people. But when we sat down and like counted the number of people who we saw, you know, whether it be like they were in the corner or they were in a promo and all that, like the numbers add up. So they had a bunch of people at the AEW show. So it's like they're being used. It's just, are they being utilized in the way that fans want them to? Because, again, not everyone can win the title. Not everyone can be champion. You know, you have to have losers from time to time. And so when you have a company that, you know, has creative freedom and people don't want to lose, and it's like, okay, well, that kind of defeats the purpose of the entertainment aspect, so we're just not going to use you, you know, and injuries pile up, and, you know, whatever the reason may be, you know, you can't fit everybody in. That's in any wrestling organization, you know.
And if you keep on putting so many shows, that's just too many shows in general. Yeah. WWE or AEW.
Yeah, and you don't want to water down the product. You know, there is an ungodly amount of wrestling right now. Like, and as wrestling fans, we are eating good right now.
Oh,
because
for sure.
The product, it's good. The product is good. The fans are attending. The fans are vocal. That's great. You know, we're seeing a lot of great wrestling matches, amazing wrestling matches on both sides, AEW and WWE alike. New Japan's doing well.
TNA's doing really
TNA
well.
TNA is like, they are flourishing right now.
That whole connection with NXT is really helping them.
It is helping
completely.
Them. And that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's what Vince did not want. He wanted the monopoly.
Yeah,
he
He couldn't stand the territories.
Yeah.
He couldn't stand wrestling.
Yeah. He would just want
sports
entertainment. And he wants, you know, and like I don't know if you've gotten to it, but they talk about, you know, like WCW poaching talent from him.
I didn't see that part yet.
And he's like, that's not right. That's not fair. And they're like, dude, you did that. He's like, yeah, but when I did it, it was competitive. And they're like, that makes no fucking sense. Like, yeah. What are you talking about, old man?
What are you talking about, old man?
Like,
you're fucking nuts.
Yeah. So, like, they would put the logic in front of him. He's like, no, that doesn't make sense.
He got called out on his bullshit.
Well, that was me calling him out on his bullshit, where it's like, okay, the things you're complaining about are the things that you have done.
Yeah.
So, you can't
be
upset.
What is that thing, the pot calling the kettle?
The pot calling the kettle black. You know, yeah. It's like, okay, look at yourself.
Yeah.
You know? And so, you know, WWE is helping TNA flourish. New Japan and AEW work hand in hand. So, like, everyone is building together. And you can tell because the wrestling matches that we are getting, there are some phenomenal, like, we are so fortunate right now. Like, if you want AEW to go out of business, if you want TNA to go out of business, I want you to do a favor and go back and watch WWE content from, like, 2010 to 2015, and if you're sitting there going, yeah, this is great stuff, then you go and enjoy that, because that was garbage.
Oh, it was. He, like, squashed out all the competition, and the stuff that he was shoving down our throats sucked. Not everything sucked, but a lot of things did.
There's,
and it was Vince
there's
McMahon.
Obviously going to be some hits and obviously going to be some misses,
yeah,
but back then wrestling was not great.
Well, Vince knew he was like the biggest fish in town.
Yeah, but he drove everyone out of business. Yeah. You know, TNA was holding on by a thread.
Oh, they're the cockroaches of wrestling business.
You can't
so many
get them to go away.
Yeah, because it was so, like, new management here, new management here. They survived.
New TV stations.
Yes.
Anthem, you know, Spike, whatever it is.
Somehow, they fucking survived. Yeah. And I don't understand it, but that's cool that they're still here, though.
Mm-hmm. And because of that, you know, they have more talent and places for people to go whenever they aren't at AEW or
look
they aren't
at
WWE.
Like, okay, so I know we're everywhere, but look at, like, okay, the last, well, I don't know when the cuts were, but, like, when Dolph got fired, right?
Yeah.
And AEW had too many people.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, I don't want to go to AEW.
Yeah. It's just, it's there.
He landed in TNA, you know?
And he's doing great. He's a champion.
He's a champion, yeah.
You know, everyone who was crying, oh, Dolph should be the guy. He is the guy. He's the guy in TNA.
And what's awesome, don't get me wrong, there's stuff with AEW that's awesome too, but there were certain wrestlers that weren't known, they had certain shticks, and they weren't going to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. That's what's any company. But Nick Namath's brother, right? He already, I think, left AEW, and then TNA's giving him more shot. He's wrestling more. He's alongside, at times, Nick.
Yeah.
He's doing more. So I was like, okay. Because I thought...
giving him an opportunity.
Yeah. There's multiple people who left. different organizations, went to other organizations, did well, some failed. But, like, you know.
I think we as fans need to stop with the, you know, oh, this person left WWE and went somewhere else, and that makes them less than.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, we've had this conversation many times. Where it's
multiple
like,
times.
Are you expecting them to not work? Because this is their livelihoods, you know?
That was big in...
The tribalism, that's what I was
Yeah, tribalism. That was big in, I don't remember what years it was. I think it was 2009, 10, 11, 12, mm-hmm. when people left WWE and went to TNA.
Oh, they're like, WWE rejects.
Yes, and, yes.
Like, let's just appreciate the fact that all of these great wrestlers have somewhere to show their craft. Yes. They are being successful.
No one, man, what I'm about to say is I like this so much, and I don't think people like it as much, but like, fresh new matchups. Mm-hmm. Someone from WWE coming to TNA, like the Kurt Angle, Samoa Joe stuff. Mm-hmm. Holy shit, that's two worlds colliding.
Yeah.
This guy who's been on the independents and the TNA, who was dominant, Samoa Joe, mm-hmm. is taking on Kurt Angle, who's super dominant. Like, what the f-? You know?
Yeah.
So, different people at different times. I mean, I can name different people, different time periods, different wrestling organizations, you know?
Yeah. I think of it as, you know, this wrestling is a livelihood. This is how they support their families. This is how they pay their mm-hmm. bills. So, if you got rid of AEW, that is 100 to 120 people without a job. The stage crews, the production teams, all of these guys are unemployed. And it's like, why would you want that for them? Just because, oh, you know, they don't tell more stories, so you want them to go out of business? Like, get the fuck over yourself.
You know, I watched a video. Well, someone now put the full video out, but it was like a clip for a while. But, you know, someone's like, what irks you? It's like, people who like wrestling, and it goes to something else. I saw the full video. Have you seen the full video of it?
Uh-uh.
That girl, they showed the full video. They're like, WWE? It's like, no, I like WWE. It's that weird, funny wrestling, AEW. That's what she says at the end.
Wow.
So I was like, someone clipped it. So we always thought that was. But I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Weird.
Interesting.
I got to show you that.
Yeah, for sure. But man, yeah, I like, and I will be honest, like, I've been keeping up with Dynamite, and I am eating up everything that the Jon Moxley angle is giving
like
us
it?
Right now. I love it because it's like, what is going on? Where is this going?
Like, I have no clue where it's going.
Yeah, it's causing you to question things. Like, they're at war with everyone. Like, no one is safe. You know, the teams that have been around. And look, you know, this is one of those things. Dark Order's been off of AEW program. They've been on Ring of Honor for a while. But it's like, okay, they come in, they beat the shit out of Top Flight and Dark Order. Now all of a sudden, they're being elevated. Like, okay, you want to fight us? We're taking the fight to you.
Yeah.
You know? That's putting them in a storyline. And it's the whole thing of Jon Moxley basically saying, like, I'm tired of people sitting on their ass. Like, I'm coming after you. If you're content with where you are right now in this business, I'm coming after you, and I'm whipping the shit out of you.
That's awesome.
And that's – so it's almost like he's just trying to elevate everyone else right now.
I will give props to him and his group. I also will give props, mm-hmm. and maybe this is not the best storyline, but I will give props to another guy who's trying to elevate younger talent. It's Chris Jericho, too, in a sense. You may not like the learning tree, but look, he's taking – Brian Keith right now under his wing. He picked him. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know he has Big Bill, and he's trying to set Big Bill like a fire. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a Big Bill fan.
Yeah. He's giving him some shine.
But
though.
He's giving
another,
some shine.
Another person who's getting to be on TV.
And I'm pumped that he's giving Brian Keith a shot at stuff. Just airtime. He's with him. He's associated with Chris Jericho.
So whenever the split comes eventually, Brian Keith will be able to say, okay, here I am.
Because there's a difference of Chris Jericho's give the young guys some rub, like 15 minutes of fame, and it's like, then they go away. Like Action Andretti, you know, he did the Pineapple Pete stuff, and they did but this one. Like, you know, he took Sammy under his wing.
Yeah.
And look at, you know, well, it's a different story with what happened to Sammy, but you know what I mean.
Some hits, some misses.
Yeah. And now look at Brian Keith.
Yeah.
So.
And now you have the likes of MVP and Shelton Benjamin coming in, trying, like, AEW's doing really good right now.
Yeah.
WWE is doing really good right
yes.
now.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
with
yes.
the whole Bloodline story.
Yes.
Like, I'm really enjoying that. The whole Xavier Woods and it's Kofi
finally
Kingston.
Turning. He's going to
yeah.
turn. Kevin
the
just turned on Cody.
Odyssey Jones. He's gone.
Yeah.
No explanation there. He's just gone. On TV, on storyline wise, they never explained why he why he left.
I
they
like,
never
I know why.
They never mentioned it. Okay. Like, we know why he's gone, but
okay.
it was never really mentioned as to why on TV he's not there this week. And
what else that's going on that I like in WWE? I'm trying to think. I can't think. I mean, well, Kevin turned mm-hmm. on Cody.
Yeah.
And Orton wants a piece of Kevin.
Yeah.
But also Cody wants the that other title too.
That's a corporate thing, I feel like, where it's like, oh yes, this great thing is wonderful and everyone should love it because we're going to Saudi Arabia to make this all important thing.
Give it to
once we're out of the building, we're never gonna mention it again. Like, don't even talk about it.
Yeah. Give it to Mansoor.
Yeah. Touch the tips. yeah, I feel like that's just a corporate thing where it's like, guys, we kind of have to do this. So.
We signed a contract with them.
Yeah. God, when does that end? I hope they don't renew that deal.
I hope they don't either.
Because, damn.
Yeah.
Anywho. Yeah, the Cody versus Gunther is set for Crown Jewel. Bloodline's firing on all cylinders again.
It's not title versus title, huh?
It's just, not title versus title. It's just champion versus champion. So the titles are not online. They're trying to get that sparkly belt that will be on WWE 2K25.
I think they should have Gunther beat Cody.
Yeah. Just beat the shit out of him.
Mm-hmm. And then we could have Gunther versus Goldberg. I don't give a shit.
There you go.
I don't give a shit for that match.
No, it'll probably be Goldberg, like...
His retirement match.
Costing him the match.
Oh.
So Cody ends up winning. And
you're next! Let me headbutt a door.
Knock myself out. So, but to go into some AEW news, I know we're kind of like jumping back and forth and all that. Haters be damned. AEW is here to stay for a while. They signed a new deal with TNT and TBS, Time Warner Discovery, whatever you want to call it. So Dynamite and Collision will continue for the next number of years. It looks like Rampage might be rumored to be leaving, so they might do like a pre-tape. Maybe they'll bring back Dark. I think there was
I was about to say that as a joke, but you actually said that.
Yeah,
okay.
I think there are people backstage who want Dark to return. It just depends on how this new deal is linked. The deal will also have all AEW pay-per-views moving to Max, the streaming service, starting in 2025, which I'm so looking forward to.
Nice.
And subscribers, like myself, will receive a discounted price on the pay-per-views.
There you go.
Rumor has it.
Rumor has it.
Yes. Who are you? That... all episodes of Dynamite, Collision, Rampage at some point
also
will be accessible on
Whoa,
Max.
Everyone.
Yeah, so you can go back and watch it
can
all.
Can we watch?
You can go back and watch the very first All In.
Oh, that was a pay-per-view, wasn't it? Or no, was that? What was the one where they showed the CM Punk footage? Sorry.
Yeah, you can go back and watch
they
that.
They won't put that on there.
It's probably on YouTube. You could probably find it.
I'm just joking on there. If I'm going to watch anything, I'm going to watch... I want to go back and watch some Brody Lee moments.
Yeah.
Some of the beginning moments, like with the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega, Chris Jericho stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It should be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to it. I'm glad that, like I said, I'm glad they're sticking around. More money for the wrestlers. More jobs.
Yeah.
Great stuff. So Bryan Danielson lost his AEW championship to Jon Moxley and has officially retired from full-time
wrestling
competition. There is word that he will be seeking an MRI to assess if he needs neck surgery, and that'll be happening this week. And to be honest, if he needs neck surgery and he's done, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, he gave us a lot.
The fact that he was forced to retire and he came back and gave us like
the
more
run of
insane
his life.
Stellar yeah. matches. Like, he got to wrestle pretty much everyone he wanted to wrestle. Had that match with Nigel that, you know, at the end, Nigel even said thank you and all that, you know. It's just, I can't be greedy.
I need to go back because I didn't need to watch it. The Nigel and
Danielson. Oh, yeah. Like, I can't be greedy.
No, you can't. And we just want him to stick around forever. And
I would love for him to wrestle more, but he is a family man, first and foremost. Like, he wants to be able to walk around with his daughter and his, you know, with his kids and all that. And, like, dude, fucker earned it.
You've earned it, man.
You know, no one has put on more amazing matches. You know, we've talked ad nauseum about how every match that he's had has been a great match for his competitor. Like, he always finds ways to elevate them.
Yes.
So if he wants to call it quits, and, you know, by all means, go ahead. Do whatever is best for your health.
Someone puts,
because the fact that he was saying, like, in the matches leading up to that Moxley match, he was losing muscle in his legs. He was, like, getting tingling sensations and all that. I'm like, dude, call it.
Yeah.
You have to call
it. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Go get healthy.
Yeah. Be healthy for your kids.
Yes.
Don't be healthy for us.
I know you have that wrestling addiction, and I get it, but come on, man.
Think of your family.
What, he's, what, mid-40s?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Something like that.
Sorry, I didn't mean hit that.
Yeah, good. But, yeah.
You have to think about your family, man.
He is 43, so it's time.
Yeah.
He has an amazing library of matches you can go back and watch, whether it's Ring of Honor, WWE, or AEW.
I forgot. I've never got that subscription to Honor Club, but I kind of want to so I can see his, like, old stuff. Like, his, like, they put, like, the good shit on there.
Good shit.
Not just the Sinclair stuff, but, like, the stuff way before that, you know?
Yeah.
So it makes me want to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Find the shows that I was on.
Yes. Where Doug dropped the cake.
You fucked up.
So Hurt Business is also All Elite, as we mentioned a little bit.
Rumor that Bobby's coming.
Bobby is coming. It's just a matter of time. They're trying to recruit people right now. They're trying to get Swerve, which it doesn't look like that'll be happening.
What if they do? Okay, check this out, if this is a good idea.
It seemed like they were trying to get the Acclaimed, and they might have held on to that business card.
They should. They need to get some people from AEW, not just Shelton
And Lashley.
And Lashley. Have some that could be...
Hey, you could reunite Bobby Lashley with Leo Rush. Lashley. Lashley.
Hey.
Lashley.
I know you're making fun of it. I did actually like Leo Rush as his mouthpiece.
And you could have Lashley turn around and... spank his butt again.
No.
Remember that great stuff that Vince McMahon came up with?
Yeah. Well, they're not going to do that because what's it called?
That was great, wasn't it?
They're not going to have Leo part of that. Apparently, Leo just signed a contract with AEW.
All Elite again.
I was like, can you trust him? Though, I mean, I don't know what the deal is.
He'll just retire. I'm sure it'll be fine.
He'll retire for the 17th time. He's not a bad wrestler. He's not. He's a good high flyer.
He's just so tiny.
He's a tiny man.
He was like 178, 187, something like
Damn.
That. He is tiny.
So, you have the new Hurt Business, right?
Yes.
I think it's Although time for...
they haven't. I don't think they've officially called
themselves the Hurt Business. It won't be Hurt Business, because it's going to be Hurt something.
Yeah. But Hurt MVP Locker. Was like, we're here to bring the Hurt, or something like that.
Hurt Locker.
That's a finishing move.
Sir. Oh. Okay. So, you have that Hurt Whatever Business.
Hurt Whatever Business.
And, versus,
slap that on a shirt.
Come on.
Come on, Eileen.
Nana, you know it's time. Let's rebuild the Embassy.
Could.
Embassy group with Swerve leading the...
MVP is not liking Prince Nana right now. So,
yeah.
I mean, unless you want to do it like that, like MVP's faction versus Prince Nana's faction. Is that what you're referring to? Okay. Yeah, I fucks with that.
Because I know they brought back the Embassy for a while. Because Nana in ROH had the Embassy. You know who used to be part of the Embassy a long time ago?
Joe.
Claudio.
Oh, nice.
Claudio. But there was a lot of people who used to be part of the Embassy in the Ring of Honor days.
Yeah.
But, and one point, Swerve paid tribute to Jimmy Rave, who's passed away. But they had like a long golden, or it was black and golden duster or whatever. That was in honor of Jimmy Rave. It was one of the pay-per-views Swerve wore it. But, yeah, I don't know if they're going to go that way, but they're going to have this group. So you need, let's rebuild the embassy.
Yeah. Could be. So we'll have to see how that goes out. There was a lot of rumor that Daniel Garcia might have been on his way out.
Well, he's back.
In WWE. Yeah, he announced he has re-signed with AEW, so he is here to stay. And that's another one who's, like, getting involved in this Jon Moxley thing. Like, he and Private Party are like, hey, I got your back if you got mine, man. Like, we need to watch out for each other. And
you think there's something else? It's just like, I know they're going to elevate all the younger talent, but is this, like, part of a bigger storyline? Some people are like, is Shane coming?
That's what I've heard a lot. People saying that they think it's Shane. I don't think Shane's going to be in the spotlight. I could be wrong. I probably will be wrong. But I feel like Shane has like a, and this is one something you'll see in the documentary, is that he has a great mind for the business behind the scenes, you know, like, and it's, it, we'll go ahead and talk about the documentary, because like, it was heartbreaking at the end, like towards the ends of the documentary, because all of those bumps that he took and all of those matches that he was in where he's like
Shane
thrown, yeah, Shane, where he got thrown into the glass and like landed on his head and you know, did the fall from the top of the Titantron and all that stuff. He did all that just to get the approval of his dad, and never, like, there was like one time where he was like, love you, kid.
That's stupid, because if you watch, I watched the beginning of it, and they're like, all I wanted was, Vince was like, I wanted this, you know, stuff from my dad.
Yeah. Again, yeah. Like, you say all these things, yet you don't do it, or you did it this way.
I mean, he's a product of, you know, what he grew up with, to a certain extent, and then all the other stuff you learn, but you are a very predatorial old man.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, you talk about being assaulted growing up, and now there are all these charges of you assaulting others. So it's like
that one, that girl, not the recent one, but there was one where it was like, oh, the certain year the statute of limitations was up, but even if it was, when he said the rape word, but if it was that, the statute of limitations ran out. So I was like, holy shit, you sick bastard.
Yeah,
I bet it was that.
Yeah.
And you're just shoving it in people's faces. Well, they can't say nothing because it was.
Can't do anything now. It's too late.
You're a piece of fucking shit.
Yeah. This documentary, man. If you're a big Vince McMahon fan, if you've seen the previous documentary that WWE put out, there's not going to be a whole lot of like new stuff. But if you are somewhat of a wrestling fan and you want to know more about the man that created WrestleMania and all that, I would invite you to watch it. Just be prepared to say, oh my God, why was this guy celebrated so much?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, like,
I didn't realize how many scandals at some point was on top of each other.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that. It's like, oh, it's not just this one right here.
Mm-hmm.
It's this. I was like, holy shit. Like, I knew there was one. I thought it was at different points of time. Yeah. No, there was shit stacked on top of each other.
Yeah. And it's just like, oh my God, like why is this terrible person being celebrated?
Yeah.
Flaunts his affairs.
Well, we didn't know everything.
Well,
we knew that we knew the steroid trial stuff.
Yeah, we knew about that, and there were a few other things, but it's kind of like, oh my God, dude. What the
hell? Know about the recent lady who came out and that was that they talked about. What's his name? Dave. Meltzer said they talked about the end of it, but I didn't realize there was another case way earlier than that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, man. Pretty crazy. So it is available on Netflix. I think there's like 6 episodes, so go and check that out. Final bit of AEW news that I have is at the last AEW pay-per-view, Adam Cole and MJF both returned. So it looks like they're going to get in a storyline together now that Adam Cole seems to be healthy again.
MJF's still Hill.
Yeah.
But Adam Cole is trying to get his revenge on him.
Yes. And it's sort of, I did read one comment from someone on Reddit where they're like, I love that they're kind of blurring the lines on who's the good guy and who's the bad guy lately. Like with Moxley, like clearly he's a bad guy. They want you to hate him. But like Adam Cole and MJF, it's like, okay, yeah, they're both pieces of shit, but they're making the fans choose who's the good guy here.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of interesting to see how that's working because, you know, Adam Cole came out, cut a promo, and was like, hey, Roddy and the rest of the guys of Undisputed, you know, I told you guys backstage, and I just want to make sure that everyone else is clear. I'm doing this one on my own. And, you know.
And then he's going to probably go back to him afterwards.
Yeah. And he's like, I knew MJF was a piece of shit. That's why I decided to attack him first. And, you know, I know all of his deep, dark secrets. I know this and that. And so MJF cut a promo back on him and was like, you have caused me to never trust again. And so I'm never going to be the good guy. And I'm just always going to hate.
Dude, between that feud with them, there's so many back and forth of good and bad between them. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what is going on?
I was going to turn on you.
Yeah. Whatever happened to Wardlow?
He is currently sidelined with an injury.
Okay.
So, and that's the thing. It's like, oh, man, like you have all these top-tier talents, but they keep getting injured, and so you just can't.
I mean, that's the business.
It is, unfortunately.
I know WWE for a while during that era we don't like to talk about because it was Vince shoving shit down our throat. But, like, they were trying to work safer.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to get hurt doing certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like, kind of going back to crazier moves with AEW. And I think WWE is allowing a little more when it comes to crazy moves.
WWE is also, they're going to be more lenient on blading. They're not going to do it as often as they did before. But for special occasions, you know, sort of like a less is more kind of thing, they will allow it. You know, blood and stuff will be seen more on television to give it that extra feel,
yeah.
Like the Hell in a Cell with CM Punk and Drew McIntyre. CM Punk bladed, Drew McIntyre did not. And if you go back and watch that, it is gnarly. Like that cut on the top of his head. Mm. Ugh. No thank you. Ugh. No thank you. Ugh. No thank you. yeah, that had to hurt like a motherfucker. Let's see, what else did I have? Oh, Kathy Colas. You might not recognize the name, but you might not recognize her now ex-husband and her children. She is the mother of the Bella twins. She has confirmed a divorce from John Laurinaitis.
Which, that's good.
Following good. The allegations good. That came out.
That man was hiding shit from her.
Yeah. He was hiding his people power.
I'm going to take a dump on your forehead.
Or that might have been Vince. I don't know. But either way, they split. Good for her.
And then also Nikki split from her.
She did. Yeah. From her husband.
Yeah.
So, sucks.
Yeah. It's Brie and Daniel are the.
They're still flying high.
The good
man.
Ones.
Yeah. They're one of the good ones. Like I said, he's a family man.
Yeah.
In a hot topic news, WWE Hall of Famer RVD and his lady. Katie Forbes, his partner, they have announced only wrestlers.
So wrestlers that just be nude?
Well, it's similar to OnlyFans in which they will allow wrestlers to set their subscription prices, share content, whatever it may be, and interact directly with supporters. Mm. So whether you want to try
it could be something nude and
book them for a match. I don't know.
Book them for a match.
Book them, Dano.
I need you to come to my birthday party and hang out with me.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to support that,
I got free weed.
Just Google it, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
And a final bit of hot topic news that I have, Jordynne Grace's contract set to expire soon. Rumors is that she'll be the first WWE signing of 2025.
I think she should go WWE.
Yeah. And there's also a heavy rumor that Joe Hendry will either sign with WWE when his contract is up, or the top rumor is that he's going to be in the Royal Rumble.
They're going to give that dude the world. So when his contract's up, come to us.
Yeah. I think they would probably have him be a surprise entrant in the Rumble.
They need to.
Base the fans' reaction on if they're going to go for him or not. Like,
yes.
Does he still have the star power? Because, you know, obviously he was popular, but after so many weeks or months, does it still stay?
Well, it died down because he lost that that storyline, he lost the title in NXT. So, okay, let's back off with him for a little bit.
A loser.
Well, I mean, he's doing good because he's now the number one contender for TNA. He's most likely going to beat Nick Nemeth to be the champion.
Yeah.
He's going to raise his stock some more. So, no, I think he should be in the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Oh, did you get that link? He's going to be at... What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, if I got that link.
I got that link in me. It clicked. Yeah. Maybe it's December. That's actually pretty good. He's going to be on an ROW show.
Yeah, I did see that. Good for them.
They're cool. It says, we said his name, and he's coming to...
Booker T's Reality of Wrestling happening in, League City? Texas City?
I don't know.
Somewhere in the greater Houston area. Check out realitywrestling.com. It's an awesome promotion.
I'm trying to think of all the wrestlers that...
It's run by Booker T, mm-hmm. and we know several of the talent that... either used to be there or are still currently there. Some are behind the scenes, some are trainers, and some still wrestle to this day. So go and check it out, Reality Wrestling, and they're on YouTube, and they got a Facebook page and the socials.
I'm trying to think of...
Shout out, Kevin.
There you go. I'm trying to think of all of the wrestlers that TNA is going to grab. WWE is going to grab from TNA. I think Joe and Jordan for sure, but I can't guarantee... anything else. But now they're getting to a point where some of the storylines, some of the wrestlers from each, like Rosemary's with that demon girl who sleeps a lot, Wendy Chu, they're a tag team, and she's going to be on a pay-per-view versus the tag team TNA Women's Champions. So
interesting.
Yeah.
Cross-promotional champions. Can you imagine that?
Well, it's just going to help Wendy Chu because I don't think... To me, Wendy Chu was never that great of a character. I think some of these people that they're...
You're not that great of a character.
There's certain wrestlers that NXT have that are good, and there's certain ones that are really new. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I think this whole partnership is actually helping even the greener talent of NXT. So, because, man, there's certain wrestlers in NXT, women wrestlers, and how they talk, I'm like, I can't stand. Like, you know how you... talk about the Bellas.
Mm-hmm.
To me, and I know it's gonna be blasphemous what I'm about to say,
Mercedes Moné, can't stand her.
I can't stand how she talks her. But there's a few of the girls, I don't know their names, on the NXT women's rosters that talk like that. Sometimes to me, Cora J talks like that, and oh my god, what's her name now? It's not Roxy, but Roxanne talks like that a little bit. And Rocks, I don't know, their promo style kind of irks me a little bit. I mean, they're not bad wrestlers, but how they talk, sometimes it's like nails on chalkboard, how they, I don't know.
Rocks!
They're like, what?
We're not going to tell it. You have to know it or you don't. That's all I have. Anything else on you? How's my boy John Dynamite doing? And
I made him. I told you that, right?
Yeah. How's he doing?
I got.
Is he champ?
I moved from NXT to the main roster, so we're good. But I haven't played WWE 2K24 in a while.
Making the big bucks. Speaking of, that was one of the PlayStation Plus games of the month.
Free.
Yeah. So I added it to my library.
So you only get free for a month, and it goes away. You get to keep it.
Yeah. As long as you have the PlayStation Plus subscription. So they do like 3 or 4 games per month. So I've added a couple to my library because of that.
Hell yeah.
I got like MLB 24 The Show or something like that. So I was like, oh yeah, I'll play a game for free.
Give me free games.
Yeah.
Give me all the free games.
Thirsty.
If we're talking about games, I was actually going to get the disc version when it came out, but I couldn't find it because it sold out quickly.
Helldivers 2.
Not that one. Dragon Ball Spark and Zero.
Oh man.
I downloaded it digitally though.
I've heard some things about that game.
It is tough.
Yeah.
It is tough. It's fun, but it's so tough.
That's what I heard. Once you get to the great ape, Vegeta.
I haven't done the story mode. I'm just practicing And when you practice and have like regular matches, you get points so you can unlock other items and characters. So I'm in the middle of doing that stuff.
I heard it was like the most successful selling fighter game like ever.
I haven't seen this in a while, but I went down to GameStop, like, we're sold out. And I was like, you're sold out?
Yeah.
No games ever sell out. What are you talking about?
It's been a while since something like that has happened.
And I went to Target. They didn't have it. I went to Walmart. They didn't have it. Went to Best Buy. I'm like, okay, I guess I'm downloading it digitally.
Shit.
And I did that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for them. Anything else you got?
Any
other video games you're playing?
Echoes of Wisdom.
Yeah. Legend of Zelda.
Oh, Legend of Link.
Yeah, I was about to say, you finally get to play as Link in this damn game.
Yeah. Yep. Finally. I've been playing Zelda for years.
there was someone. So I'm part of a Facebook group for the Texas Renaissance Festival, and someone posted their costume and their
were they Link?
She's Zelda.
Zelda.
And I was like, awesome Link costume.
Yes.
She was like, thanks. I've been working on it for a long time.
This is the Legend of Link. Link.
I was like, I love that it's a running gag. The same with, like, we all collectively agreed that in any picture with John Cena, we're like,
where is he?
Why are you just standing next to nothing?
Why is so-and-so next to John Cena? Like, why is so-and-so stand next to nobody?
Yeah. Like, I love that it's, like, a collective thing where we're just, like, we're all in agreeing. Like, this is just how it is, all right? You see Zelda, and you're like, oh, that's Link. You see Link, you're like, oh, that's Zelda. Okay, cool. Yep. So, yeah. So you're enjoying that one?
Yes, it's really fun.
You building beds to cheat the puzzles and stuff?
Dude, there's so many things that you can climb up on that will help you out. Now, I got the blocks of water, but I can only do four triangles, like my little orb thing, because you can make stuff with your wand, and as you go through the dungeons and level up your little whatever character is next to you that gives you the wand to copy things, you have to have more triangles to copy stuff. Like, I'm up to four, and I can only do... Well, it depends on what certain items cost of the triangles, but it's really fun, though.
Nice. Cool. Well, now that we've got the video game talk out of the way, there is something I do want to talk about. It is pretty important. It is voting season. The presidential election, local elections here in Texas. It is currently the 19th of October. The 21st is the start of early voting. Whatever side that you agree upon, whether you're left-leaning, right-leaning, somewhere in the middle, extreme to whatever, please, please, please exercise your right to vote. You know, I don't care who you vote for. I have my opinions. Other people's have theirs. Please make sure to go out and vote. It is important to us as a democracy to exercise our right to have our voices heard. And even if you live in an area where your vote might not go towards the favor of the political party, still make sure that your voice is being heard. Make sure to cast that ballot, because if there's problems in the country and you don't like them and you did not vote, then that is contributing to the problem, because you are not speaking out and saying, hey, I don't like this. I want someone else in charge. Make it better. Because that's the only way stuff is going to happen. That's the only way the politicians will listen to us, is if they don't do their job, we're voting you out. So look into the candidates. Look into what they're actually saying. Look into the policies that they're offering. And if you agree with them, give them your vote. If you disagree with them, don't give them their vote. So that's my little soapbox rant. Take it with you what you will. We do live in America. I believe that this is a great country. It certainly can be greater. There are things that certainly need improving upon. And it's not going to get fixed unless we as a people tell those in charge, go out and fix this. So make sure to vote. Make sure to vote. Please make sure to vote. That's all I got to say.
You heard it first.
There you go. So for any other questions for us, make sure to go to our Facebook page, Jimenez Podcast. Check us out on WrestlingNewsSource.com, WrestlingNewsSource.com on Facebook. Tell Ben what's up if you are friends with him.
Hi, Ben.
Actually, let's just do like a special tease to Ben, because I know he's not going to listen to this episode because he's busy. He's a busy guy. But for those of you who are listening, if you're still at this point after my little soapbox rant, if you are friends with Ben on Facebook, on X, on Instagram, make sure to just send him a message, private message, whatever, and say, "Poo poo caca pee pee shire."
Do it.
That's the only thing we ask. Don't provide any other context.
Yep.
Don't tell him if he responds, "What is this about? Why am I getting all these messages?" Don't say anything.
Yeah.
That's all you have. If that's the only interaction you have ever had with Ben Karen, director of WNS, yes, Wrestling News Source, the man who put us on his page, who put his trust in us, privately message him, "Poo poo caca pee pee shire," and just let him live with
let
that.
Let him decipher that on his
own. See if he can figure out where it comes from. And like we all agree that we can't see John Cena, we all have to agree that we're not going to say where we're sending him this message from.
Yep.
So until then, have a great day. We will be back at some point for another episode. We'll probably catch up again. For the podcast crew, I am Daniel Herron.
I'm Tyler Abrana, and I love you.
And we love you too. Make sure to vote, and we will see y'all later.